All right, so today's daf is Kriyas Daf Chaf Hei. We're holding Chav Dal Amud Beis by the two dots, around eight lines from the bottom of the page. The second to last set of two dots, right at the bottom of the page. Nizrik Adam Abas Yechol. We said if only became known after the blood, the Zrik was already done, that the guy did not eat the Asher Tolei, then the meat could be eaten. Vamai, that's what I mean. Havel Idea. He now has the idea that he didn't do the chait. The Asher Tolei is only brought in a case of doubt. So now there's the idea. Why is he able to eat the meat? The Mara says a simple answer. Amrav Amakra, hu leyada v'nistach lai. V'hole havel idea. B'shaslicha, very simple. The Asher Tolei is brought for a person who doesn't know. So he's getting this kapara for the interim. It protects him. We'll see the more in today's talk about this lesson that it protects him in the interim. So if the whole point of the Asher Tolei is to protect him in the interim, at the time the Asher Tolei was brought in this case, he taka needed it. So it was v'nisachlei. B'shas the nisachlei, there wasn't a yediyah. And therefore, it's a good carbon. Therefore, the meat can be eaten. And a chanami, if you found that before, and that's the mishnah, the halachas we just quoted earlier from the mishnah, which is, you have to either burn the basar or bury it. Well, in the case of there, we said burn it. Okay. Rebesi Yemer. Afil Adam Bakesh. Rebesi argued and said, even if the blood's in the cup, if he found out that he didn't do a chait, that the chait was not a, it was certainly not a chait, and the blood is still in the case, it was for zrika, even over there, you still do zrika and eat the basar. So the Tanakhama said, only if you've already done zrika. Rabbi saying, even if you have the zrika wasn't done yet, still it's okay. The Rabbi Yasi, Amai Yizra, Kavil Yidiyah, B'Shasasi. Chachamara says, according to Rabbi Yasi, it's fair. Why are you doing the zrika? Why are you finishing the carbon? According to Rabbi Yasi, certainly, it's Yidiyah, B'Shasasi. There already was Yidiyah, Amarava. Rabbi we spoke this out the other day, Jeffrey. Rabbi Yitzchak Shimon, that anything which is in a cup that's ready, it's Aymed Lizrik, is considered as if it's ready in Lizrik. So the blood in the cup, it was in the cup ready before we knew about the chait. It's ready as if it was Nizrak, and therefore it's as if there already was. Again, just to be clear, to you asked me the question after the shiur the other day, it's as if. You can't eat the basar yet. You can't actually eat the basar till Zrika. But it's as if, meaning as like a hechsher, it's as if, and therefore you can follow through on the carbon. In fact, Gemara, not true. Aim of the market of qualification, this gets back to you, what your question was. Aim of the Reb Shimon, the Midit Amid Lizarek, Abahayan Amid Lizarek. Reb Shimon's lach was that something which is destined, which is going to be Nizrak, even before Zrika, while it's in the cup, call Amid Lizarek, because Kizarek Dami. Something which is ultimately going to be Nizrik, even while it's already in the cup before Zrika, it's Kizarek Dami. Over here, this is not meant to be Lizrik. Why? Because we know they didn't do a chait. Since it's someone who can see the future can see it's not meant to be Zarek, that's not called Amid Lizrik. Says the Gemara, I'm a Merava, Kasavar basically Sharis Makadish is a possible Chilakar, a homeless Vara. Not also Amid Lizrik, a Klisharis is Makadish, something, even a puzzle, Likar. This is similar to the concept we've had many times, that something that's a puzzle that goes on the Mizbeach, very good. Imalu layard. Once it goes up, it doesn't come down. That's a concept we have many times. Reb Yasi is taking a step further, and he holds that even something before one of the Mizbeach, if it went into Klisharis, a cup, the dam went into the cup, even if this dam now shouldn't necessarily go on the Mizbeach because we already have an idea that he did not do that very, you don't longer need the Asher Tolei, the Kli is Mekadeshit to enable you to come back, say, a new step of being Zerik. And normally we say, once it's up, leave it up, stay up, right? Or if you were saying it's Mekadeshit in order to let him go and be Zerik. So therefore, that's in our base. Yes, we've had it in a few places, correct. Asham, yes, correct. Asham Badi, same idea. So Kabbal's clean. According to Rav Yasi, correct. Well, I mean, there's a moment before, if you find it before Shechita, then you have the Machlekes, whether it becomes Chulin, Remeir, or Kort Chum, you have to let it go Lirais. But real problem of having to destroy the animal, correct. Correct. According to Rav Yasi, it comes out, yes. Immediately you have to take it for the, right after the Shechita.
With the
Klisar. Right.
So we're talking about the moment of Shechita.
Correct. Correct. Acham Bade Enakein. Asham Badi, we said, it's not Alacha Itmar. Egla Ruf Eimen Aseres. The mission went on to explain that many cases that are different than Asher Tolei, we said, first of all, Asham Badi. If you remember, we spoke about Shar Nisko, and we also spoke about Egla Rufa. So it says right now, Machlaikis, when does Egla Rufa get Kedusha? And we're going to use our mission as a riot to this conversation, that's why it comes up over here. Itmar. Egla Rufa Eimen Aseres. When does Egla Rufa become Aser? We know once you do the process for sure, it's Aser. You have to bury it, it's Aser. At what point does it become Aser for Mana? Rav Muna Amar Mechayim, while still alive. Rav Malcha Rifa. Rav says, Yefta Rifa. Bishlam Rav, according to Rav, it's good. You did the mitzvah, you did the action they're supposed to. It becomes Gavaya. It was designated for loftier purposes, and it was used for loftier purposes, and therefore it's also for that benefit. El Rav Amnuna, according to Amnuna, which is actually funny because sometimes we find when somebody's nasa mitzvah, so that's good for when the Isser falls off. But okay. Eller Rav Nuna, but according to Nuna, you're saying from when it's alive, the egg roof is asr and benefit. May Messiah, what stage does it become asr benefit? When you decided you're going to use this egg roof, is egg roof a chatas na'il, you makdish it? What makes it an egla rufa that it has the status that you can't benefit? Amar Vanai Tapaf Chafi Amar Aleph Amar Abyanai Gvul Shabbatla Vishachte. I heard a Gvul and I forgot it. Vinazan Chavrayan Lamemer, but the Chavrayan came with logic to say in the base medrash, you read us Lanachal, Eisan Eisrasa. You read Lanachal Eisan going down to the rocky plain where you're going to do the act, walking it down, that kind of designates it for what it is, and that's when it's going to be, that's when it's going to be become. Become usher. By the way, the pasuk over there, the first to point out that it will be another option. Like you say, the chariot should be obvious. This is what other act is there before it, does, it gets decapitated to cement it as an egla rufa. So the first day, the other svar would be the zikni era told to get together and designate animal. So you're right. We said you don't call a chat is not going usher, but maybe the zikni era call an egla rufa. Maybe that would be the madrega mechayim. And the Mishnah Gemara is saying no. You know what the zman is? The zman is when they take it down to Nachal Eisan. That's the zman that it gets the status to be an egla. Amar Rav Amnuna, Mina Amina Lafam. Where do I know this? That it becomes usher while still alive. Rav Nuna is the shita that the egla rufa gets usher while it's alive. Etnan hashecha pers chatas v'shar niskel egla rufa. One who shechs a pers chatas per aduma, he shechs a shar niskel. We shechs egla rufa. So these animals have obviously these other designations. And a guy goes in, he shechts it. We're talking over there about the isra of Isay ves benai. You know, I shecht a mother and a vlad the same day. He went and just shechted these animals on the same day as either their mother or their vlad have been shechted. You shechted on the same day these animals. The shayla is it considered an isra of Isay ves benai? What's the svar that it is? Because you shechted it. You did a shechita to the, we call it the vlad. Let's say these are vladas of mothers that were shechted. You shechit to the vlad the same day as the mother. It's usher. Reb Shimon, we know as a shechita that what? You only chayiv on a shechita as a shechita haruya, a shechita that's fit. Shechting egla rufa doesn't make it fit. Shechting a shar niskel, that's the easy example, doesn't make it fit because shar niskel is usher to eat, asbana. And therefore, shechita is not ruya, it's not something that's vesbana. Says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Pait, Reb Shimon Patas, Mais Vesbanai, from Malkus, the Chamachayim, Chamachayim Malkus. Now, says Ravina, beautiful svara. Bishlam Matidi, Damina Mechayim, according to I, Ravina, that says, Eglarufa is ready, asbana Mechayim. So it's very good. Public Reb Shimon Rabbanan, Reb Shimon Rabbanan arguing exactly in the Machlekes we just described. Reb Shimon said, Shechita, Shechita, Ruya, Leishma Shechita, and Rabbanan Ami, Shechita, Shechita, Ruya, Shechita. Like this is where the shechita is not fit, it's called the shechita. Reb Shimon says the shechita is not fit, it's not called the shechita. And let's focus on Egla Rufa for a second. Egla Rufa is already asr mechayim according to Ravina, and therefore it's a shechita shein ruya. It was already designated as Egla Rufa. It's asr bana. The shechita is not going to matter it, and therefore shechita shein ruya is not subject to Eisav Espanai. But according to the Chachamim who hold that even shechita shein ruya yichayev, it's bechayev, it's beautiful. But if you hold like Ravina, if you hold like, I think it was Rava, who says that only becomes Asegla Rufa B'shas, you do that Rifa when you decapitate it. Till that point, what is it? It's just a calf. It's a calf that you're planning to do Egla Rufa. But right now, what is it? It's a calf. If I shechta, what is it? It's mutter. It's mutter to eat. So ask Ravina, if you go like me, it's great. That's why it's called Shechita Shenaruya. But if you go like Rava, that only becomes Asegla B'shas, decapitating it, then you didn't do that. You shechted it. So then, why is it called, why would it be called Shechita Shenaruya? Eliam, I'm sorry? Clarify your question. Okay, very good. Very good. The Mar's next far. Excellent, Alex. Eli Amit Lacharifa. Elamai, first let's go through the Mar's speech. Question. If you say it only becomes us, like Rava says, but after the Arifa, it only becomes us, sir, after you already did the Arifa, am I putter? Reb Shimon, why is Reb Shimon putter? Shechita ruya, lecharitza shechita ruya. V'chit heimim, maybe you say, Alex, asvara, suffer Reb Shimon, egla b'shechita k'sheira. The act of shechting, it could be the act of egla rufa, that gufa. Doing the shechita would be the egla rufa itself. V'atanan, we learned, kasher b'para, pasal egla rufa. Possible par kashmir grufa. We learned, and we have a klal, the Mishnah says, that the act that you do for paradum, which is shechita, that act is possible by egla rufa. The act that you do by egla rufa, which is snapping its neck, decapitating it, right, in a way which is abnormal shechita, that's possible by para. That's what's kashmir egla rufa. The point is, if you do a classic shechita, that would be make it right for you to eat. Shechita ruya, shechita that makes it mutar to eat, which was your havamina, that wouldn't be good for egla rufa. So one of shech. So says Ravina, don't tell me that the case is with the shechita is itself the rufa. That doesn't work. Shechita itself can't be the rufa itself. So Bishlam, according to me, Rav Shimon is saying that you're not aver because the shechita shenaruya. But according to you, it's a shechita rava. It does not become egrufa until you do the actual rufa. If now it's still chulin, why is it not shechita ruya? Says the Gemara. Par b'shechita. The Gemara just explains what we just spoke out. Par b'shechita k'sheira barifa psula. A para regular shechita's kasher, decapitating it with the rifa is going to be us. Is aser. Is pasul. Egla rufa, egla barifik sheira b'shchita psula. Egla is opposite. But the point is, so we have a question on Rava. Ishtik Rava was quiet. Lebus nafik after Rava left the base medrash, or after Hamrun left the base medrash, I should say. Rava said to himself and to his friends around him, "My time lamidle. Why did I answer him? Rav Shimon suffer egla b'shchita sheira. Why did I answer that? Rav Shimon knows that no. Meaning Rav Shimon is a tana." Why didn't Rav Shimon really agrees? Let's say everyone agrees. Egla rufa only becomes kadosh b'shas arifa. And I look at it. Why is Rav Shimon saying there's no oisiv es benai? Why is he saying? Why would Rav Shimon say there's no oisai v'es benai on shechting an egla rufa if it does not become an egla rufa till you decapitate it? So b'shas shchita was an egla rufa, so it's called the shchita reila. Why would he argue? So Rav Shimon said it's right to me that an egla rufa gets status even while it's still alive. Rav says no. Maybe Rav Shimon holds that the shchita itself. Alex is the answer. The shchita itself is the arifa. We just quoted a mission that says that shchita is not a good arufa, right? Only shchita is good by para. Arufa is good by egla, not vice versa. Maybe Rav Shimon disagrees with the mission. Rav Shimon's a tana. Maybe Rav Shimon disagrees with the mission. He holds that shchita by arufa is good. Why don't you say the answer? Rav Amruna would have answered. This is what the Bnei Beis Medrash said back to Rava. Rav Nun Amalach, that's not the best answer, because Rav Nun could have said back to you, "L'nishtam b'tana d'shmina egla rufa shchita k'sheira d'tem Rav Shimoni." We don't find any tana that says that shchita works by egla rufa that we can say, that's Rav Shimon. You don't find anyone that says that, so it's just to say Rav Shimon holds of a shchita that we never heard of, that's namastaver, and therefore, even if you were to send that answer to Rav Nun, it wouldn't have been the best reflection anyway. Amar Rava. Now Rava says, "Manamina, how do I know? Manamina, how do I know that the egla rufa only becomes usher in Hana'a once it's already decapitated in Tadan?" We learned in our Mishnah. Egla Rufa ain't a cane. Egla Rufa is not like this. Achle Nerpa, Tetzav Terba Eder. We learned in our Mishnah. This is why we tie this all into our Machlekes, Ravina and Rava. In our Mishnah, we said that if a person finds out that he is not Chayav Ashur Tali, and he already designated it, we had a Machlekes if it becomes Chulin or not, Remeir El Chamim. Egla Rufa ain't a cane. You find out who the murderer was, so you don't need the Egla Rufa. What happens? It goes right back into the corral. Right? Now, says Rava, If you say that, like everyone holds, that Egla Rufa has a status, Egla Rufa already went to life, if you hold, like Rav Nuna, that it becomes Usser, Mechayim, it gets the status rate of Egla Rufa Mechayim, so why, when you find out who the murderer is, does it just become Chulin? It should get this, it already became Asabana as Egla Rufa. So, Sethamar, you're right. Tani, actually Niris La Arifa. You have to say that it means Ashenis La'arifa, meaning so we're already now we're tweaking the Mishnah according to Rav Amnuna, and we're saying, remember what, when we said in Rav Amnuna, when does it become Aser Mechayim? When you start walking it down to the Rocky Valley, to Nachleisim, right? That when you go down to the process of doing a Rufa, even before you do it, that's when it becomes Aser Mechayim. So when the Mishnah says that the animal, when you find out who the murderer is, could just return back to the corral and there's nothing to do, it's talking about it was all prior to walking down. Once you started walking down, according to Rav Nuna, and Echanami, it would talk have a problem. You'd have a problem because it already became Masr. That's just the answer according to Rav Nuna. Aim a safe, but look at the safe it says. Next line. Mishan Erfa, the next part of the Mishnah says, if you already did that Arifa, Tikav Makam, you bury it. Why do you have to say Mishan Erfa? You should say, from when you started walking it down. When you started walking it down, it becomes a din of Egla Rufa, has a status, and therefore can't go back into the corral. Tani, Mishan Niris Larifa. And Echanami, you have to deflect this part of the Mishnah too by tweaking the words. It says, Mishan Niris Larifa, you have to switch it from not when you did actual Arifa, when it's fit Larifa, when you started walking it down, that's when, so till you started walking it down, goes back to the corral. Once you started walking it down, now it becomes us according to Rav Nuna, and therefore you'd have to bury it. Imkein, Ema Seifa, Shal Safik Ba Metchila Kippur Sveik Valchala. The Gemara says still, the end of the Mishnah's Lashon was that once you did the Egla Rufa, that, so Kippur Sveik Valchala, you did it, you served its purpose, and now you bury it. If you're telling me that the Isser, that you can't return to the corral, already starts the second you started walking down to the rocks, and from that point on, if you find out who the murderer is, you're not going to be able to return it back to the corral anyway. So why are you saying the Mishnah's last sentence, you got your kapara, now bury it, you did the regular, that's not true. Even in the case where you didn't get your kapara, because you didn't need a kapara, you still would have to bury it, because you started walking it down to the rocks. Says the Gemara, Shal Safik Ba Mechila Kippur Safik, Kippur Sveik Balcha, you said the Mishnah, you got your kapara, and therefore when it's way, it's done, now bury it. Imechayim, then the Kippur Sveik, what are you talking about? If it's Mechayim, if you're telling me that the Isser starts even Mechayim, and once you went start walking down to the corral, start walking down to the rock, sorry, it becomes Asur and there's no turning back, so then even before Kippurah, it's going to be stuck. Mar says, you're right. Tanayir, Rav Nun is going to say, it's Machalik, it's Tanayim, Tanya, Nemer Machshir Mechaper Bifnim. We have Machshirs and we have Mechapers Bifnim. This is talking about inside the Beis Hamikdash. We have Karbanas that are done for Machshirs. Machshir means it's not there as a Kapara, it's there to let a person become Mukshir to eat Kachem again, let's say, right? A carbon that a person brings on the eighth day after a Tumah process, let's just say. and we have machshers and we have mechapers, of course, b'fnim. B'fnim are machshers, mechaper b'chutz. And we have machshers and we have mechaper b'chutz. So, for example, asham mitzera is a case where a person is bringing an asham in order to allow him to become a mitzera, becoming mukshir, to be able to kachim again. We have machshir and mechaper b'chutz. What do we have? We have the birds of Mitzera, let's say. We have the birds of Mitzera. That's a machshir b'chutz. And we have a kapar b'chutz. Let's just say the lazazel would be a kapar b'chutz. So I'm a shaleach. Okay. Ma machshir mechaper ma b'fneim. Us by machshir mechaper. We compare the machshir to the mechaper. Af machshir mechaper ma b'chutz. Us a machshir ke mechaper. We make the machshir like the mechaper. Which is what? We know that the machshir and the mechaper b'chutz. Halacha is that normally what? That they are asr b'hanah. We really don't even need the whole b'fnim. We can just go on b'chutz. Samar shaleach is asabana lazazel, even before you throw it down the mountain, right? So I take it back now. Larry before wanted to make a comparison to Samar shaleach about the destination, and I said I didn't like the comparison because over there you have the destination has in it the gairul and everything, and I still stand by that statement, but he is right. Over here, the Gemara clearly is being for Hamnuna, a comparison to Samar shaleach very specifically, just as Samar shaleach is asar mechayim, so too, Rav Hamnuna is going to say that he goes with the same shita that says that so too, and you compare it and learn out that an egla rufus also asa mechayim. And our Mishnah Taka argues on that din. So maybe our discussion, our little sichsuch over here is this machlokes tanaim. But the point is, our Gemara clearly does bring an opinion that does make that direct comparison and says that it's asa mechayim. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Ablezo aimer misadam hashem tali. We quoted this Mishnah earlier today. Misadam hashem ad mashal tali b'chol yaim. A person can pledge asher tali every day b'chol yishirta anytime he wants. Hu ayinikra asher chasidim. And this carbon is called asher chasidim. He can pledge every month, so it's a carbon that's donatable. Which again, nice to point out. When you yesterday we discussed this is your issue that we spoke about earlier today, and that was that in yesterday's Mishnah we said that when you find that you don't need Asher Tali, you can still bring it as Asher Tali because if it's not for this chet, it's for another chet. And our Gemara earlier today made a chilek, or really yesterday, Chavdal and Beis, Gemara made a chilek and said that the chair is two different Rebbe Lazars, because Rebbe Lazar over there is saying, if it's not for this chet, it's at least for another chet. And here he seems to be saying, you must not do b'chayim, bring a carbon any day, whatever you want, which means you don't even need a chet, right? Which the spur that we understood was that, no, I can bring it every day as another because I probably have a chet. That's what we understood. But our Gemara is, from the Chavdal and Beis, is clearly learning that it's two different spurs. Amar Olav Abba Ben Buta. They said Abba Ben Buta, Shem Zad Vashem Tali B'chayim, he used to donate a carbon Tali every day. Chutz Machayim Yom Kippur, Yamech, except for the day of Yom Kippur. Amar, and he said, Abba Ben Buta said, Amar Nezeh swore by the Lash Shavu, by the Beis Mikdash. Eloi Menichin Li, he said, maybe if they would let me, I'd bring Ashtal even today. They said, "Hampton, actually, cut the basis suffix. Wait till you get the basis suffix." So this is very good. This exactly could be the same machlokes we just spoke out. Meaning, Babuta was subscribed to this Rabbi Eliezer's lashon on our Mishnah that what? That's the Nadavi could bring it every day, no matter what. And they said to him, "No, wait till at least you get the basis suffix." Meaning, episode suffix of chait. They were marked that there should be a suffix chait. That's the two shitas. That's really what the Gemara essentially answered on Chavdal and Beis. Okay, the Chamaimim. Yeah. What's why by the next morning is it not? What's that moment? Not sure. Chum say a person only brings asher tali in a case we have an aveir which is amazing karis b'shege chatas. So in that case, you're not sure. You bring an asher tali. Vayit in the Mishnah. Chayv chatas v'asham es vaday. When you have a chiv chatas, asham vaday. So it's not asher tali we're talking about. Chiv chatas or chiv asham vaday. Shavleim kippurim yom kippur passed. Chayv lav yalach kippurim. Yom kippur is not a. It doesn't take the place of it. You still have to be in those korbanos after yom kippur. The chayv asham is tluyim peturim. However, a chayv asham tali that is pater yom kippur patas. If you didn't bring it for yom kippur itself, the kapar of yom kippur is takes away the need. Misha the suffix of Abraham Kippurim, a person who has a suffix of even on Yom Kippur itself, Afim Chashecha, as it gets nightfall. Pater, he's Vaiter, Pater Mashatoli, Shekoliya Mechaper, the whole day is Mechaper. The entire day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even the end of the day is Mechaper. From the place of Mashatoli. Aisha Sheshla Chatas Aif suffix. What if a woman has a suffix Chatas Aif? What's a suffix Chatas Aif? She had a miss, and we're not sure, was it a 40-day old enough to obligate her in Karbanas or not? So Ayla, she could bring, we spoke earlier in Spesachta, she could bring no problem, bring it and make it tonight. If I need it, it's my Ayla. If I don't, it's a Nedava. Chatas does not come typically by Nedava. Chatas also doesn't come typically by Safik. However, this Chatas, which is Chatas Aif, can be brought by Safik in order to be Machsher. So what happens? Yishish Lav Safik Chatas Aif. she has a chat to save safek. Vavla Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur passed. Guess what? Chayavas Avi Achay Yom Kippur. Even though this is like a carbon being burned on a safek, which you think is resembles Ashtali, no. She's still obligated to bring it after Yom Kippur. Meshi Mechsheres Achuz Vachem. This carbon is not so much for a chait as much as a machshir to allow her to come back and eat kachim. That's the carbon that Isha brings after being tummy, after giving birth. So it's a machshir, and the machshir is required after Yom Kippur as well. The fact that Yom Kippur passed doesn't help take away the safek. Chat Asayf Abal Safek im Mishnevuk Anayda to carbon. Mishnevuk says it's just a general din. The chat Asayf is coming for safek. If you didn't believe and now found out that Shitaka didn't need it, some of them avar that it was definitely not needed. Halach is, it gets buried. Why does it get buried and not burnt? Because it's not kachem puzzle. It's really, it wasn't needed. It's like chulin. And what do you do with it? You bury it. Why do you bury it? So first of all, it's chum bazar. But second of all, also, you did malika. If the malika, what is it? It's a nevela, right? You didn't do shchita. You can't even need it. Besides chum bazara, it's an issue you can't need it because you did malika anyway. It's nevela. You bury it and get rid of it. Okay. My time to blazer. This tomer there, this tomer chatas aif that's being bum misafik. That's the only type of chatas you bring misafik.
Right, because you're not going to eat it, we say let it go on the bed.
No, you actually never eat it.
You don't eat it, and it doesn't go on the bed. No, that's why you're allowed to even do it.
Correct. Well, I would say the opposite. The chiddush is you're allowed to do it, and what. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, you're right. You said it right. As opposed to, right. Ayla is a separate issue, because anyway could be bumping a dove. So Ayla, you don't have this problem. Very good. My time in the Blazer. What's Pshan or Blazer says that you're allowed to donate Ashram Tali? He's talking about the Chayvi, because Rabbi Blazer is a very simple svara. If Ashram Tali was a Chayva, then when I brought it, Misyatle, and then I became known that I did the Chayt, I should have to bring a new Chattas. I buy my Chattas, why I have to bring Chattas? I already brought my Ashram Tali. If my Ashram Tali is a Chayv, and I brought my Chayv, so the assumption is the chayv takes care of this. It was a suffic aveira. The chayv takes care of the tzad that it was an aveira. Obviously, that's the whole point. That's what I'm bringing you. On the tzad is aveira, brought a chayv. So if I brought a chayv, so then why would I have to bring a chattas? I have to find out. Am I meisichattas? El shemam and adavi. Must be a very simple, logical svar. Rabban and taka. What do the rabban say? They say no. Eilu shlamim hu. They say eilu shlamim are the ones that's benedim and dava. Eilu shlamim are above benedim and dava. Avchattas b'ashem, chattas b'ashem. These are kabbalas that come for sins. Chayv and inu, they only come as chayv. They don't come in a dava. V'yashem tali is unique. The reason you bring it before you know is the hugging of love. You used to ask me, why am I bringing it? Bichlal, if it's a chayv, it should be a kapara. The chayv say, no, it's something in between. I'm bringing it because until I know I have a chayv, I need protection, hugging of love. Here, we're using the money to protect the guf. You have to bring a carbon, Asher Tali, to protect the guf. The person is in a matzah, he may have done, it's unbelievable. Because even if he did it, it was only a shaykh. But a person has to do tshuva for shagigs too, and he's at risk, so to speak, until he gets some sort of kapara for the shagigs. So since over here he's not getting a kapara for shagig because he doesn't even know if he did the shagig, he needs at least a protection till he clarifies his doubt. And therefore, according to Chamim, it's not b'cheva, it's not bab bin adava, it is a form of chayv, but it's not enough of a chayv to take care of the aver itself should you find out that's vade. Omer v'acha b'rei Rav Lerabashi. Dilma, so we just asked the question on the Chum statement. You're telling me that only Eilan Shlama, Bab Nadava, not Asham. Who told you? Dilma Asham Tali Kailav Shlam. Ma Eilan Shlamim, the Asa Bechaiva, the Asa Bechaiva, Asha Tali Nami, the Asa Bechaiva, Asa Bechaiva. Maybe Asham Tali is like Eilan Shlamim in this sense. Eilan Shlamim, you write the Bab Nadava, but they're also Bab Bechaiva. So maybe Asham also is Bab Bechaiva, and Asha Tali is also Bab Nadava. Asha Tali can be both Bechaiva and Nadava. Amalei, so who told you that can't be Bab Nadava? Amalei, Eilish Lam, Iker bin Adavik Sivi, the Iker Parsha is written by the Parsha of donations. Ashatali, Iker Bechavik Sivi. This is very simple. Chilik. Eilish Lam, which is written the Iker Parsha by Nadavas, therefore we know, even though it comes sometimes Bechaiva, it can also be Rabban Nadav, because that's the Iker Parsha. Ashatali, the Iker Parsha is Bechaiva, so don't tell me it's Achaiv, and also it can be Rabban Nadav, it's got to be Dafka Bechaiv. Tani, Rab Chanina, Kamei, the Rava, so again, here's the Rabban Chia, but they switch it. The Sheet switches it to Rab Chanina, Tafa Beis, Ashim Tali Ba Navela, Nu Aloha. Asher Tali could come for an Avela. If a person, Tap Rashi, is a suffix if he did an Avela, you can bring an Asher Tali. Now think for a second. An Avela is only, I don't mean only, but it's a lav. There's no karis. There's no chatas if you did a b'shegig. Yet he's saying that if you're specific about the lav of Nevela, you're allowed to bring an Asher Tali. We learned that Rabbanan said a klal. You only bring ashtali in the case where any dumb amazed to be chayv kares b'shegig b'chayv chatas. Now you're doubt about that. Elam, I'm going to say no. Shkayich ever belazer. Rabbanan said you can bring the devil whenever you want ashtali. Says the Rabbanan said the vir belazer ben devasi. Namiasi. Who has to come onto a lav then? You're saying you could bring it as a kapara for the lav of for the la, safik lav of nevela. According to Blazi, you can bring it just as an adav. It doesn't make a difference. So Marusha, who are you going to like? Amalei, my tamalei masnas. Why don't you learn the Mishnah properly, so to speak, with learning clearly? Zimin sagin ktanis kamid mar. Many times I've learned this Mishnah. I taught this Mishnah. I discussed it in front of man mar umani. Who's that rabba? Varmalin explained to me Hamani. Who's the author of this brisa? I should say. Who's the author of this brisa? Reb Lezer, the Amrulai, it's Reb Lezer of Amrulai. So notice again, we're making this two separate Reb Lezers. There's the Reb Lezer who says Misnadav B'chol Yaim, and then there's the Reb Lezer of Amrulai, said the Baba Mambuta, don't bring it till the day after Yom Kippur, which means you can't just make it a davar. You have to have Episach Chayiv. It's the Reb Lezer, which is what? The Tan El Amrulai, Hamta Shikas Beis Safik, because we just quoted our Mishnah. Wait till you get to Beis Safik. That she tells, wait till you get to Episach Safik of Chayit. But when you have a Safik of any Chayit, you could be Ashtali, even if it's not a chiyuv karis or a chiyuv, right, or a chiyuv chatas. So we have a guess. We have three shitas. We've had this whole time, but let's just clarify again. We have the shitas of Reb Eliezer that a person could donate ashtali money, but it's a donatable carbon like an eil, like a shlamim. That shitas of Reb Eliezer says to donate it, you don't need any chayt. We have the chum shita that says ashtali only comes where you'd be chayv amazed a karis and b'shege chayv a chatas. And then we have the Reb Eliezer, or the Reb Eliezer, also shout the name, Reb Eliezer of Amrulai, of Bavimbutu says that no, that you could bring in ashtali as long as it's episachet. Right? And that fits, by the way, with Reb Lezer of yesterday's Mishnah, who said that by the Asher Tole, that when you found that you don't need it, he says, Yikrav, why? It means Baal Chet Zeh, Baal Chet Acher. What do you mean Chet Acher? It's the same Reb Lezer. Well, you need Epis Achet. That's the same third sheet. It fits very well. Okay. What's Pshan Amrulai? What's Pshan Amrulai that you need some type of Avera? Amar Kra, Asher Leseh Sena V'Yashem, that you did something that you shouldn't have been done, and you became Hashem, he became guilty. So we see that if a person does achas, the Lashon of Pasuk is achas mikol, one of all the mitzvahs he shouldn't do, and he becomes guilty, we see that as long as there's any iser that he shouldn't be done, you could be subject to ashtali, even if it doesn't have khatas or karas. I'm Rava. My time to Rabbanu, this we had a couple of days ago. To Amri, Emevin, ashtali, Allah davish, and then karas, and khatas. What's behind the chum that say you only bring ashtali for something which would be chayev karas, mezen, and khatas, b'shaygeg? Yalfi, we had this geishav, and mitzvahs, mechatas, chaylev. We learn that Chatas Chelev. That's the classic case of Chatas. It says over there mitzvahs. It says mitzvahs by the parashah of Asher Tole. Mal alam mechatas Chelev is something shesdeinai karis shikas Chatas. It's a matter Chelev that a person does b'meizis chayv karis does b'shegi chayv Chatas. Afkan so do Asher Tole b'chal is dafish doesn't karis shikas Chatas. Only by a matter that one is chayv b'meizis karis and b'shegi chayv Chatas. That is the case where a person brings an Asher Tole. Okay, that's the source of Rabbanan. That's the source for Rabbi Lezer. It says that Asher Tole said in son of v'ashem they can only bring it by a case of epis and avera. And the other blessed hell, it's not a donatable carbon, because if not, why would I be chayav a chatas after I already bored it? Tarabon. Chamisha shamas mechaperim. There are five ashem vadeis that are mechaper. Ashem tole ain't a mechaper. Whereas ashem tole is not mechaper. What are the five ashem toles? What are the five ashem vadeis? Quick chazara that are mechaper. So if you need to know by heart, it's the last wide line, top of the page of Rashi, the fourth line of Rashi, right in the line. Gzelas, meilas, shiv charufa, nazir, mitzera. Those are the five ashem tole, ashem vadeis, I should say, that are mechaper. With ashem tole is not mechaper. Now, what do those words mean? We obviously have a clear terrace based on the one we just learned. That's not mechaper. We'll see. It reminds me of Tuv Shatam. My kamar. Amar Beisiv. Hach kamar. Chamish Hashem is mechaper. Kabar Gemura. The mechaper. By the way, we had the gears before. That's not mechaper. Kabar Gemura, which we already have the answer in the question. That's why the Shita takes it out. Ashem tole ain't a mechaper. Stops there. Take out the words kabar Gemura. That's going to be one of the answers. My kamar. What does it mean that ashem vada is mechaper and ashem tole is not mechaper? Hach kamar. Chamish Hashem is mechaper. Kabar Gemura. There's nothing afterwards. You're done. Vashem Tole in Mechaper Kabar Gemura. Ashem Tole is not Mechaper Kabar Gemura because if you find it afterwards that you did a chet, what do you have to do? You have to bring a chatas. We'd like Reb Eliezer to Amar Ashem Tole ba nevela, and there's not like Reb Eliezer says Ashem Tole ba nevela. According to Reb Eliezer, Ashem Tole ba nevela over there it serves as a full kapara, right? When you have this by the case of nevela, because let's think for a second. What if he finds out that he taka did the nevela? It was a safek. We found that. What does he bring? Nothing. You don't bring chatas afterwards. So according to Lezer, ashtali is a kapara for nevela. So, but according to Chamim, that it only comes for a case of safek chatas. And when you find out afterwards that you need the chatas, you take after bringing chatas. So ashtali is not a kapara, meaning it's not a kapara gemura. It's tying him over in the interim, not a kapara gemura. Simple answer that I was referring to based on the gemaras that we just learned. Ravina Amar, another answer. Hachiktani. This gets back to another conversation. Also something we touched on in our Mishnah. Chamisha Shameis Einacha Mechaper Kaparasan. The five ashams, nothing else could take their place. as opposed to Ashim Tolay, something else can. Meaning, Ein Achim Kapper Mechaper Chabrasan Tichim Yisadlei. When you know about this obligation, even if you knew about it before Yom Kippur, Maisi, you have to bring it even after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't take the place. Ashim Tolay Achim Mechaper Chabrasan Tichim Yisadlei. Lay Maisi. Ashim Tolay, something else can take the place, namely Yom Kippur. If he realizes that he has this doubt that he needs to bring Ashim Tolay before Yom Kippur, he didn't get a chance to bring it. Yom Kippur comes. What do we say in our Mishnah? Yom Kippur takes the place. So five Ashims, nothing else takes the place. Mechaper means. The only their mechaper, nothing else can mechaper. Ashim Tali, a mechaper means, Ashim Tali means, on the contrary, something else can take its place, namely, Yom Kippur. Kizitna, like we learned in our Mishnah. Chayv chatas v'ashamas v'adayin shavalem Yom Kippurim. Chayv l'adach Yom Kippur. Chayv chatas v'adayin, chayv v'ashav v'adayin, that Yom Kippur passed. You already mechayv for Yom Kippur, you still have to bring it again after Yom Kippur. However, chayv v'ashamas tluyin b'turim. Chayv ashamas tluyin, chayv ashav tali, you're going to be part of Yom Kippur, does take the place. That will be another explanation in that little cryptic memra that ashav v'adayin is a mechaper. Ashav is a mechaper. It means ashav v'adayin, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You need only the Hashem Vada to mechaper, whereas Hashem Tali is not mechaper, meaning you don't need us sometimes because Yom Kippur takes its place. Chayv Echad Vashem is Vada, we said that over there again in the Mishnah that you have to bring after Yom Kippur. Ketani. Chayv Echad Vashem is the Marna just re-quotes the Mishnah. Chayv Echad Vashem is Vada, Shevelem Yom Kippurim, Chayv Lavi Yelachay Yom Kippurim, Chayv Ashtul Tulim Peturim. We learned again that Chayv Chatas and Asher Vadeh, you have to bring Yom Kippur. Chayv Asher Tali, you do not have to bring Yom Kippur. Menani Mili, the Yom Kippur does not give a kapara for Ashim Vadai or Chatas Vadai. Kesar Avdimi came, he said as follows. Amar Bami Amar Chini, said Amar Chini, Amar Kra, V'chipes Al HaKadosh. This pasuk is talking about that the sar that was brought, remember we have two sars, one was brought Bifnim, right? The sar that was brought Bifnim and Kippur. V'chipes Al HaKadosh, B'tumas, this one that was brought as a carpet, not Lazazel, we'll get there soon. V'chipes Al HaKadosh, B'tumas Be'ezom, P'shem, L'chachadasim. It says, Ishu Mechaper, for the Tumas Be'ezom, Kais became Tame, entered the Beis Midrash, B'tuma, unwittingly. And from their Peshayim, the Chachataisim, for all their Chatayim, it should be Mechaper for their rebelliousness, and all the Chatayim, all their Chatayim. We darshan Chatayim to meet the Peshayim. That Chatayim that get a Kapara on Yom Kippur are Chatayim that are similar to Peshayim, the ones that were done. Pesha in rebelliousness. Ma Pesha Mlavi Carbon. We have a Klal. A person does Aver Bemazid, Pesha, he's not entitled to a carbon. He can't bring a carbon. So, we're talking about Pesha, doesn't have a carbon. The chatayim that this carbon is being mechaper for are chatayim alav nei carbon are chatayim that were done in a way and they're not subject to a kapar, they're not subject to a chatas mechaper. Over there it's mechaper. Av chatayim bnei carbon, chatayim which are bnei carbon, le mechaper. A chatayim which are bnei carbon that they're subject to a carbon that will not get a part of the kapara of the sar that's brought for them. So you see, the carbon of Yom Kippur is not mechaper. A case where you chayev a carbon chatas, where you chayev vade chatas, because we learn from the comparison of pish. To Chatasim, only Chatasim that do not have a carbon like Peshayim is the Yom Kippur carbon mechaper. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, what do you mean? V'chi akiksev hadin kra b'sir nasa b'fnim d'chsev. That pasuk is talking about the stars done b'fnim. D'le mechaper ala veris misfis yidua. You bring a proof of that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about the stars done b'fnim, which is b'chlal not mechaper. On a virus, Mrs. Yidua, on any Averis that you know about, it's not mechaper. It's mechaper for the people that didn't even know they have a chait. So you're using that as a proof. That's why maybe it's not mechaper on a, maybe the sar b'fnim, meaning, you're right, maybe the sar b'fnim is taka not mechaper on a person who's chayv chatas v'adai, the same way it's not mechaper on a person who knows about his chait. It's only mechaper on someone who doesn't even know about his chait in the first place. It's a more specific carbon. As opposed to what? Avasar mishtaleach, the sar that goes lazazel, the mechaper l'avis mitzvah yidua, that's mechaper all averis. Yidua, even ones that you know about. So it has a stronger power of kapara, so to speak. I'll tell you, I feel chatam to make carbon in a mechaper. Even a chet that's made carbon is mechaper. So a person's chayv chatas for eating chayla b'sheyeg, maybe the azazel, which is mechaper of averis that he knows about, which the sibifim was not, the azazel, which is more power, so to speak, being mechaper, maybe it's mechaper for a case of chayv chatas as well. So that, your raya for the pasuk is no good. Half being a raya for the pasuk of sola azazel, that it doesn't work. That's what Abaye says. Elam Abaye mehacha. I'll tell you from over here. From here we'll see that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. From the pasuk of Azazel, because it says, "Vesvatulav akol vaynis bnei Yisrov al kol pesha apeshem l'chol chatasam." The pasuk says by the Sar Meshaleach, he's mesvat al kol vaynis l'chol peshem l'chol chatasam. Over here, by the pasuk of Lazazel, we're also comparing. So it's the same type of drasha, but he's bringing it by the case of Lazazel, not by the case of Rabbi Fnim. Chatam dem depesham bekeis chatam depesham. Ma pesham lavei carbon. Af chatam lavei carbon. We're comparing chatam and pesham in the same pasuk. We say just like pesham are not subject to carbon, so to chatam, I told him a chait which is not a bnei carbon. A chait, which is a bnei carbon, a chait you already have a chatat for, we're not going to kapara, even from umate kara, a somish lech, the pasuk is being mamayat by somish lech, by the soil goes to zazel, lememer da chatam to make carbon ninu, lemachaper. The pasuk comes to tell me that a chait which has a carbon, a chit carbon, will not be mechaper. Again, same comparison as what Rav Dimi was making before, comparing the Peshem Tachatasa, where Dimi was saying it by Sar Bifnim, and Abaye said that Sar Bichlal is more limited, so I'm going to be the same drush that you said, but I'm going to say by Sar Lazazel, the Mishnaleach Bechutz, that even over there, which is more encompassing, we learn over there, even there, that's not a Kapara. Over there, Rav Dimi goes back on Abaye now and says, "My Dahani Pesham, Lave Karbin Anu, who told you Bichlal, that Pesham," which is funny, by the way, because remember, Rav Dimi was the one that actually quoted, it was Rav Kiyas Rav Dimi, he quoted that same drush before, that Peshaya means Averis that are rebellious, and since they're rebellious, they don't have a carbon. Now Rav Dimi asks on Abaye, with this almost identical drasha, Abaye made him, just by Mishaleach, that who told you Peshem doesn't have a carbon? We all learned in this Masechta, not 15 blad ago, that what? There's a handful of cases, I'll be shaking your head, so unless you remember that Gemara Beferish, there's a handful of cases that you could bring Yesh Mevi carbon, Ala Mezik Kashaiki. There's a Mishnah, I think it's Afyudim Beis, that you have four or five cases, that you could bring a carbon, maybe it's a test, that you could bring a carbon, but Mezid, like a Shaikik. So there are cases of bring a carbon by Mezid. So don't tell me a blanket rule that my Peshayim is never a carbon, so to Chadasam, it's got to be a case with no carbon, we have Peshayim with a carbon, what's your drasha? But again, it's only specific cases. Says the Gemara, Tumahani be carbon inu, maybe it's the ones that have any carbon, because it's not, sorry, I should have just read further, Arba Mavin Al-Zadin Kishkaga, it's not five, it's four. Four people bring Al-Zadin Kishkaga. It's the Mishnah Adaf Chesam and Beis. The Mishnah says four people bring Al-Zadin Kishkaga. So we have a clear Mishnah that says that there are cases where you do bring Al-Zadin. This whole drush is in question now. Itmar Nami. We talk and learned, the Mer didn't answer the question yet. Itmar Nami. The Mer brings now back to Abaye, a raya to Abaye. Kiyasa Rav, and Raven Kane, Amr Abyesi, Amr Shlakesh. Ravin, he said, for Bias name Rish Lakish, his father Allah as call Venus be so that's called Peshayam, I call Khatas. Again, this is the passage by the Sarm Lazazel, Khatam Dum to Peshayam, same Rashad, this is Khazar goes fast. Map Sham Lam Mechapin Mekarbon Mechaper, Af Khatam Lam Kar Mechaper, just like Peshayam, which don't have a carbon, that's what the Zazel Mechaper for. So to Khatam, when we say Khatam, it means Khatam that don't have a carbon, that's what the Zazel Mechaper for. However, Ava Khatam to make carbon, Khatam which have a carbon, Lam Mechaper, Zag Mechaper. Amar Abaye says, you don't want to go there because I just made that drasha, and Rav Dimi asked me a bomb question. That what? That we have a mishnah that has four cases of mezid to have a kapara. And on Ami Avadin Kara As Amri, we said the same drasha. However, actually, Rav Dimi asked on our drasha, my dani pesham the abnei carbon inu, Dilma hanach bnei carbon inu. Who told you that these are the pesham that don't have a carbon? Maybe we're referring to pesham in the pasuk that have a carbon because it's not like we learned the mishnah of ches. Arba mivian al zadik shkaga. There's four people that bring a carbon for mezid shaga. Maybe that's what we're talking about. And which case your drasha is off. Amalei Ravin. So Ravin said back to defend Abaya and Rava's pshat. Ravin said back, we can defend our pshat as follows. Rav pshat lav nei carbon inu. Pesha alpi rav is not nei carbon. So the pasuk says pesha stam. It means rav pshat, which is not nei carbon. Amalei Abaye says back, that's good enough answer. Midi rav. See if the pasuk didn't say rav. Pasuk said pshat. And in the category pshat, we have at least four cases. We have four cases that Mishnah lists that can bring a carbon. Elam Abaye. So Abaye now recalibrates. And says, I got another source from the pasuk over there also. Mereshit the Kra, go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Says, "This father love, I'll call Eskol Avinus Bnei Yisrael." Betanya, we learned in a brisa, Avinus Elus Dainus. Avinus means Zadains. Bechino Eimer Avina Ba. Like he says elsewhere, Avina Ba Veskol. So we see that what that the pasuk telling us that Zazal Mechaper for Zadains. Veskol Peshem Lachadasim Amali. So why say Peshem Lachadasim then? You already said. I mean, the point is, Peshayim is repetitive from Avinus. If Avinus means Mezid, then what are you adding with Peshayim? You know what you're doing? You're coming to make a Hekesh. Why do you make a Hekesh? It must be coming to make a Hekesh to say, where there's no carbon. It says, Gemara Lakshule Peshayim. Ma Peshayim Lavnei Carbon. Af. Chatam Lavnei Carbon. Ava Chatam Nei Carbon Inu. Le Mechaper. If we have it, it's almost now we're coming from the Yeter. If we're coming from the Yeter, we're saying Peshayim is really extra because from Avinus we know that Zazam Lechaper on rebellious, on mazed sins. So why do I need a pasuk of Peshayim? It must be extra for Drush to compare to Chatas. And if it's extra for Drusha, now I could say, yeah, you're right, there are some that have Achiv Mazed Carbon by Peshayim. But Rave don't because And that's what I need, because I'm clearly doing this for a drusha to kapir. Peshem techatos, have to tell me only where there's no chiyuv karban is lasas mechaper. When there's a chiyuv karban, lasas mechaper. So again, we're coming out with a clear raya that to the rabbanon's din that achatas and an asham have no din of yom kippur being mechaper. They have to be in the karban even after yom kippur if they didn't bring it before. So one quick halacha based on today's daf: that yom kippur is mechaper by an asham tole by a safek. Yom Kippur is a kapara. The Rama brings famous halacha that minig, I should say, that a chas and kala on the day of the wedding. They fast. On the day of the wedding, they fast. And there's two reasons brought down why they fast. Either because it's the day of Kapara Savainas, they fast, or because we don't want them to eat, because they make up the drink, and then they'll be under the influence. They could call into question the transaction, the Kedushin, if they were under the influence. Okay, two different reasons. So the Sefer Elf Mata once discussed, what if a Chas and Kala are getting married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? In general, there's this discussion between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We don't say halo. We don't say tachlan. Days of Mitzvah tachlan, maybe they should have to fast. Magen Rebbe says, no, avad they still have to fast between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, because the two reasons still apply. Kapara, and, well, most of the days, kapara and getting drunk still applies. Elf Mata says, okay, that's all good. The days after Yom Kippur. What about the first day? What did we say? Bava Ben Buta was asked not to bring an Ashim Taloi, not to be Nash Dali until at least the second day after Yom Kippur, because the first day you clear from Chatoyim. L'maisa, he says, back to what was bothering you, Lizer, that Matzim Yom Kippur ready. We have the famous question, why say Slach Lonu Matzim Yom Kippur? He said, for that davening, right? The joke is for that davening, right? So they say, no, the real answer to that is actually, even if it's no new chait, you constantly have to do tshuva and clap for old chaits. That's the answer to that. But okay. But the point is, even if you already got a Kippur Yom Kippur, but the point is that they want to say that Avada, we're Makbid, they're going to fast, even the day after Yom Kippur, that perhaps there was a chait, but they want to use it as a sniff. The Elf Mata wants to say they can use it as a sniff, that if they're not feeling well, so obviously not feeling well, they never have to fast. But you could be more lenient as the Madrega of what's considered not feeling well in order to let them break their fast, because the day after Yom Kippur, you have this extra svara of the, it's true, the Elf Mata doesn't mean the svara. Shuvah says Mordechai brings this svara of the day after Yom Kippur from our Mishnah, and says that therefore you can be more makel for that day. Again, they obviously should still be careful not to drink anything intoxicating or even eat the foods we had earlier than Susechta. That can be intoxicating because you still have that issue. But I'll fast, I'll kapara. Since it's the day after Yom Kippur, there would be more makel to be makel.